Blog Talk
Radio. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We are going to get started in just a moment. Again, thank you so much for connecting with us for this time of intercessory prayer. Good morning. If you have prayer requests, please feel free to share them at this time.
Prophetess Lacey here from Seattle, Washington. Just wanted
Praise
to be
Lord.
In the
Good morning.
Good morning. Just wanted to be in the presence.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Are there any prayer requests this morning from anyone that's on the call this morning? Amen. Ten intercessors, if you would share your name for me.
Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Janelle.
Good morning, Janelle. Thank you. Amen. Any other pen intercessors before we get started?
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl. How are you today?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Praise the Lord. Where we are grateful to be back on the line this morning. Thank you all again for those who are both listening in and those who will be preparing in today's rotation. I do want to pause just for a moment again to see if there are any prayer requests before we move forward in this time of prayer.
I'd like to remember the
I'm sorry, say it one more time for me, Cheryl.
The Bridget Green and family.
Amen, certainly, yes. Let's remember the Green family in prayer. Thank you, Lord. And, of course, we continue to lift up the causes of our community and our nation. Where we are as a people, we want to make sure we are keeping those concerns lifted before the Lord, as well as the body of Christ, for your local assemblies, for anything that you know may be impacting anyone at all, just lifting up those causes. And then, of course, the overwhelming number of cancer diagnoses that we are hearing of today, that is clearly an indication of something happening behind the scenes. I've never seen so many cancer diagnoses in my life. So we really, really want to be lifting up those who are suffering with it, and then God exposing things that have to be happening either in our food, whatever is happening, and medications that we may be taking, whatever is contributing to this overwhelming number of cancer diagnoses. We believe that God will reveal it to us. For the secret things belong to the Lord, but those things that are revealed belong to us. And so we're just trusting God to speak, to uncover, to reveal. I believe we have that kind of influence in heaven, that if we ask him, he will reveal it to us. And so these are the causes of today, and I thank God for intercessors that understand their role and their place and position in prayer. So we're going to get ready to move forward this morning. We're going to ask Janelle to open us up, followed by Cheryl, which will be followed by Sharon, and I will come back with the close out. Pray for Detroit. They've had a number of losses up there. So let's pray for the city of Detroit and praying the spirit of comfort be there, that God would comfort those who have lost loved ones. We want to pray for them. Thank you. Let's go forward in prayer. Janelle, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. First of all, just thanking you for who you are, just blessing you on this morning. God, we just thank you for this day, a day we've never seen before and shall never see again. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to lay down in peace on last night and that you woke us up to yet another beginning. God, we are just so grateful for everything that you are doing. God, we repent to you, God, for the sins of omission and the sins of commission, God. We just thank you, God, that when we repent, God, that you forgive us of our sins, God. So now we come boldly to the throne of grace, God, so that we may obtain grace and find favor in the time of need. God, right now we just lift up the city of Detroit, God, and for those residents, God, we ask that you would send healing across their land. God, you know what it is that the people are dealing with. So, God, we ask that you would meet them at their points of needs. We just lift up families in that location, God. We lift up the communities. We lift up every church that is opened in your name, God, and we ask that your will would prevail in their lives. We ask that you would send ministering angels, God, to those who are bereaved during this season, God, that they would recognize that your love and that your comfort are yet with them. God, we just lift up all of those who are suffering from cancer and from other so-called incurable diseases. God, we realize that what is difficult with man is nothing but a blink to you. So, God, we ask that you would just look upon it and that you would let your healing just sweep over this land, God, because you said that for those of us who are called by your name, God, if we would just cry out to you, that you would hear us, God, and you would heal our land. So that is what we're asking for on this morning. We are asking for a healing, God. We are asking that you would dry up every disease, God, that you would just cure every unknown, every incurable cure, God. We ask that you would do it for your name's sake, God, so that you would get the glory, God. God, we're asking that you would pull back and that you would reveal what is taking place in this earth realm, God, that is causing so many diagnosed cases, God. We recognize that this is not just by happenstance, God, but is obviously something that is going on. So, God, as we just petition heaven, we ask, God, that you would send down the answers, God, that you would reveal it to those individuals who are working in those areas of science, God, that you would even increase the students who would go into the STEM field, God, so that they may receive the help that they need. God, we ask that you would advance the agenda of those, God, who are working on the right side for those people who are actually looking for cures in this area. God, we just come against the agenda of the pharmaceutical industry, those people who are simply pushing drugs, and those people who are simply pushing all of these different type of therapies that are not actually eradicating the problem, God, but simply trying to do other things just to get money. God, expose their motives. Expose their motives in this day, God, and we ask that you would shut down their agenda, God, and that for the pure motives that they would rise to the top, God, and that those motives would be fulfilled. God, we're lifting up the students of BCU in Daytona Beach, Florida. You know that they have the right agenda, God. You know that their motives are pure, God. So, God, we ask that you would just renew their strength, God, for those who traveled back to this great city to give to their alma mater. God, we're asking that you would keep their hearts lifted up, God, and that you would let them know that you're pleased with their pure motives for the things that they came to do for the students. God, you know what the situation is, so we are just lifting up Obi, God. We're just lifting up all of the alumni who made their way back, God, and we're asking that your agenda would prevail. Once again, we have shut down the enemy. Once again, we have shut him down. And God, for all college students across this nation, God, we ask that you would just undergird them, God, that you would cause them to go forward, God. God, we're asking that the money from financial aid would be released so that they can go on and that they can continue their studies, God. For those people who are caught in limbo, God, we ask that you would create a situation, God, whereby they will be able to continue with the thing that they began. God, we ask even for this upcoming holiday season, season, for those people who will be returning home, God, for those people who don't have a family to return to, God, that you would be their comfort, that you would be their strength, that you would cause them to connect to other individuals so that they won't find themselves lonely in these times. God, we just lift up every church that is open in your name, and we ask that you would bless it, God, that you would stir up a rhema word in the mouths of your preachers, God, so that on tomorrow as they deliver it, God, that the people would be set free, that the people would be healed, that the people would be delivered. God, we just thank you for what it is that you are doing, and we count it done. In your name, amen.
To God be the glory this morning. We thank you, O God, who is rich in mercy. We thank you, O God, because of your great love. While we were yet sinners, you died for us. We thank you, O God, this morning, because you loved us even with your everlasting love. We thank you this morning, O God, that we come to you, O God, for none other reason but to worship you in spirit and truth. We come this morning to exalt your name on high. We come this morning because you are our God and there's none like you. We thank you for being Emmanuel with us this day as we rise to say thank you, Abba, Father. We come this morning knowing that you are the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. We come this morning to thank you, Father God, for all that you are and all that you're doing. We come this morning, oh God, as we come collectively to bring our concerns to you, because we can cast our cares on you because you care for us. We come this morning because you are the great I am. Oh God, we thank you for being the I am in our lives. We thank you for being the source of our strength. We thank you for being our joy this morning. We thank you, oh God, for life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your ever presence, oh God, Emmanuel with us. We thank you, oh God, for there is none like you. We thank you, oh God, for the protection, divine protection released into every home represented on this line. Oh God, even in these last days, these perilous times, oh God, when men are coming against the natural affection of how you created, oh God, even these perilous times when there's spirits of murder, oh God, we come, oh God, because you, oh God, have placed us in the secret place of the Most High. So God, as intercessors, oh God, we're to watch and we're to pray as your word commands us to do, oh God, to remain sober, oh God, even as we hear, oh God, of these calamities, oh God, but we are coming this morning, oh God, strengthened in spirit, oh God, strengthened, oh God, in hope, oh God, because you are our hope this morning. We thank you, oh God, for there is none like you. We thank you, oh God, that we can exalt your name. Oh God, we came, oh God, because you've created us to worship you, oh God. We're coming this morning to worship you in spirit and truth. We come this morning, Abba Father, to thank you, oh God, for being all that you are, oh God, for giving us, oh God, the ear to hear, oh God, to have the concern, the burden, oh God, of intercession for our community, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, because we know that you have all answers. We come this morning, oh God, because you are the source of our strength. We come this morning, oh God, but knowing that as we're standing in agreement, oh God, on behalf of this nation, oh God, that there are things, there are doors that need to be shut and there are doors that need to be open, as it was stated, that we can make the change, oh God, because of our desire to please you. And your word says, without faith, it's impossible to please you, oh God. So we come this morning releasing our faith, oh God, on behalf of this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come this morning because this is the day that you've given us, oh God, to lift up this nation, oh God, oh, this area, oh God, this nation, oh God, that has turned its back towards, away from you, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, because we know that you, oh God, you have all things in control, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, because as we sound the alarm, oh God, as we spare not, we raise our voices as a trumpet, oh God, that you will hear from Exile, from Zion, and you said it, you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. So this morning, oh God, we lift up this nation, oh God, where there's men and women, oh God, that may be, that are in places strategically, oh God, that know you in the pardon of their sins, that know you of and how to pray in intercession. So we lift them up before you, the intercessors that are in government, strategic places, the intercessor that is in the White House, the intercessor, oh God, that's in the police stations, the intercessors, oh God, that are in strategic locations in our school systems, oh God. We lift them up, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we that as we are taking this time, oh God, to cite where they are, oh God, that they, oh God, will hear the clarion call and speak what you would have them to speak as they're in strategic places where decisions are being made in the government, oh God. We pray for the intercessors this morning, oh God, that we would know, oh God, that we will continue to walk in what you've called us to do, higher heights, deeper depths than you, oh God, as we sit at your feet, oh God, to get instructions, oh God, so when we're in those places, oh God, where the laws are being made, oh Lord, and Lord, and where decisions are being made in education, oh God, and even where decisions are being made, oh God, in science, oh God, where decisions are being made, oh God, in our local places that we shop, oh God, we pray, oh God, that the intercessor, oh God, will hear and have a clearing and call to hear what you're saying, oh God, and speaking, oh God, what you'll have us to say, oh God. We raise up the intercessor this morning, God, as your word that said that we're to watch. We're to pray and we're to remain sober in your word, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for intercession this morning, oh God. Oh God, that we can turn, oh God, and that the crooked way is being made straight even now, oh God. So we thank you for strategic alliances, oh God, that you're connecting us, oh God. We thank you for the strategic alliances that we're being connected to, oh God. Father God, you said the remnant, oh God. You call forth the remnant at this time. So we're praying today specifically for the intercession, the intercessor, oh God, the young, oh God, the ones that are growing up in you, those, oh God, that are coming to accept who they are in you, oh God. We pray for them this morning, oh God. We lift them up before you, oh God. Father God, we're coming this morning strong and mighty in battle because you are the one who's getting that you are strong and mighty in this battle. So we pray for the intercessors this morning that we will walk, oh God, and not be weary, oh God, that we will walk and not faint, oh God, because your word says the race is given to the swift. And that not given to the swift, but those that to endure to the end, oh God. So we pray for the intercessor this morning, oh God, the burden, oh God, of intercessors, let it rest upon us, oh God, that we will rise up at the hour strategically that you give us to pray, oh God, to seek your face on behalf of our nation, oh God, this nation, oh God, that has been twisted, oh God, from the things of the cares of this world, oh God, this nation, oh God, that has decided that they don't need you, this nation, oh God, that is calling wrong, right, and right and wrong. This nation, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the nation this morning, oh God. Even in the election that's coming up, oh God, even in the re-election that's coming up, oh God, that has been signed, oh God, December 4th, oh God, for the office of governor. We're praying, oh God, for the spirit of truth, oh God. Reveal the enemy, oh God, even in that election, oh God. Reveal the enemy, oh God. The spirit of truth take over, oh God, and that you will place that the person, the candidate that you called for such a time as this to be the governor of Georgia, oh God. We pray, oh God, regionally this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the regional, oh God, of the southeast region, oh God, of this United States. We lift it up before you, oh God, in areas, oh God, where there is backbiting, oh God. We pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, in areas, oh God, where legal injustices are being planned, oh God. We pray that you will reveal, oh God, open up, oh God, the spirit of truth. You speak, oh God, show us where to go and how to pray and make a difference, oh God, in the southeast region of Georgia, oh God, of these United States, oh God. We call forth these states, oh God, this morning, God, regionally, we pray and declare and decree, oh God, that the spirit of truth will show us, oh God, and that the enemy will be revealed, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're giving us, oh God, the spirit to pray for this region, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, where the enemy has come to set up against families, oh God, where the enemy has come to twist, oh God, the identity of men and women, oh God, where the enemy, oh God, has released the spirit of homosexuality, oh God. Oh God, we come against that spirit this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can see, oh God, and we can hear what is not of you, oh God, but your word is true and the enemy is a liar. We thank you, oh God, that we are coming, oh God, with the spirit, oh God, to know, oh God, what to say and how to say, because your word is speaking. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword this morning, and it's cutting through, oh God. So we speak against the spirit of human trafficking that has overtaken this region, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that gate will be shut and that the enemy is exposed, oh God. We've come this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against human trafficking, oh God, and child pornography this morning, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, on this region, oh God, where that spirit has been released, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, that you will get the glory and that the enemy is defeated. We believe it in our soul. We believe it, oh God, because you've given us this prayer, the desire, oh God, to shut it down, oh God. Raise us up, oh God, in the areas, oh God, strategically, oh God, that we'll be able to be in that place and call forth the enemy and snatch those out of the pit of hell that are coming or that have been snatched, oh God, through human trafficking this morning. We pray and we believe, oh God, that we cry out and we spare not, oh God, and we raise our voices as a trumpet against this place, oh God, that has been released, this disease, oh God, that has been released, oh God, in our communities, oh God, against our children, our youth and young adults, oh God. We pray this morning against that spirit, oh God, and we thank you for the victory this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're revealing, oh God, how to be in place, oh God, and places, oh God, to be able to lift up your name, oh God, and see the difference, oh God, and that your spirit is making a difference in this area of where out in the southeast region has been released, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God. We believe, oh God, that this is the day that you have made, and we have come to rejoice, and we're glad in it, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for the intercessors that are on this line. We thank you for the regional intercessors that are on this line. We thank you for the prophetic intercessors network, oh God, that's making a difference because you called them into a kingdom assignment, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as there is growth being taken place. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing, oh God, in this area, oh God, and for the release, oh God, of intercession, oh God. And we believe it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, and we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And we give you glory and honor and praise, oh God, this morning. We say there is none like you in all of the earth and none that can compare to you. You are great. And you are greatly to be praised, God, in spite of the in every situation, whether we're in the valley, oh God, or whether we're on the mountaintop. You are God, and you are great. And so we bow to your sovereignty this morning. We thank you, oh God, that you allowed us another day that we can be in the land of the living. We thank you, oh God, that you held back the hand of terrorism, oh God, not only our enemies on the outside of this country, but God, you protected us from our enemies within. And so, God, we are grateful unto you. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you, oh God, for being our God, our Lord, and our Savior. And so, God, this morning we gathered together in your name for one person, for one reason, oh God, to say that we adore you, that we love you, to give you glory and honor. But, God, we're coming because we, as your people, we need your ear, oh God. We need your hand to move on our behalf. We need you to change the heart of man. We need you to deliver us out of the things that we've gotten ourselves in, oh God. And so, God, this morning we stand, God, as ambassadors, as representatives, oh God, as when those on women that crying out to you, oh God, as those, oh God, that are watchmen on the wall, we're standing and coming together, God, asking you first to forgive us. We repent before you this morning, oh God. We need you like never before, and we need you to hear our cry, and we need you to hear our call. And this morning, God, we come gathered together, God, lifting up this nation before you. We're lifting up, oh God, your people, those, your creation, in whom you have created in your own image. But God, we can't see your image on this earth. And so, God, we are asking you for mercy, that you would have mercy towards us, oh God, that you would forgive us, oh God, for removing you from our courts, removing you, oh God, from our churches, removing you from our schools, and God, even removing you from our homes, removing you, oh God, from the place in our hearts. We repent before you, oh God, and we come as ambassadors saying, even though we think we don't need you as a nation, we need you, oh God. And so, God, we're asking that your hand would
find us where we are. Oh, God, we are in many places doing many things, all the things, oh, God, that are not like you, oh, God, the things, oh, God, that are far from your word and your will. Oh, God, we disobeyed your commandments. We confess it, oh, God. We didn't uphold your standards. We confess, oh, God. But, God, we ask for your mercy this morning. We need you, oh, God, from to the West Coast. We need you, oh, God, to show up in California, oh, God, in Seattle, Washington, in those Pacific states, oh God, that may be affected by the fires. We pray, oh God, for those places in the valley as well as in the mountaintop. We pray, oh God, even for that area called paradise. Oh God, we realize that it was called paradise, but they need you, oh God. And oh God, although they may not know that they need you because money has blinded them, help them, oh God, even in this tragedy to see that they need you like never before. So God, we lift up our voices unto you, asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy over there. And then God, that you would have mercy on the Pacific Coast and everywhere in between. God, don't forget us, your people, oh God, and help us. We can't do it by ourselves, oh God. We need your mighty hand. We need your strong hand, oh God. We need your wind to blow, oh God. We need you to touch and turn a heart of man back unto you. Oh God, we need you like never before. We need you to visit us, oh God. We need you to change our mind and change our heart, oh God. God, we say do a transformation, oh God. Do a heart change, oh God. Help us, oh God, to submit ourselves unto you, to look up to you, oh God, and then to bow down to you. We are coming, God, as your people and as your ambassadors, oh God, as representatives for our people, oh God, for those that live around us, those that are in our community, oh God, those that work on our jobs, those that sit in the White House, oh God, we come in, oh God, as representatives, and we asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy and visit your people. Remove, oh God, the hand of the enemy and help, oh God, your people to see the light. So God, we say arise and cause your enemy to scatter. We thank you, oh God, for being God, our Lord and our Savior. Oh God, we pray this morning. We pray, oh God, that you would reveal, oh God, let your revelation, oh God, show up in the White House and those, oh God, that carry your name. Oh God, we say let your revelation show up, oh God, on those different, the CDC, oh God. We pray, oh God, and we come against the spirit of cancer. We know, oh God, that is nothing like up against you, oh God. We know cancer, oh God, is but a small thing when it comes to your mighty hand. And so, God, we're asking you that you would have mercy, that you would deal, oh God, with the enemy. Oh God, if it is an unrighteous thing, we pray, oh God, that you would reveal it, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to see. And God, that you would expose the enemy. We pray in the name of Jesus for every family that has to endure it. Oh God, we know that you are a healer, that you can heal cancer, oh God. And so, God, we're asking you that you would heal, oh God, those that are faced, oh God, with that disease. That disease, oh God, that seems to just come up with it. Lung cancer, oh God, for someone that did not even smoke. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have mercy. We know, oh God, that we deal with the enemy in high places, oh God. And so, God, we ask that you would bring it down, oh God, and that you would expose it. We pray, oh God, for every woman and every man, oh God, and even every child, that you would protect us, oh God, from the hand of the enemy. God, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. And so, God, we're asking you, oh God, that you would reveal the truth, oh God, about these diseases. Oh God, everything that the government has its hands in, oh God, even our food, we pray, oh God, that you would send revelation, oh God, for we realize that if we are eating food that is not healthy for us, that God, it will cause these diseases. And so, God, we ask that you would expose any wrongdoing, and then, God, that you would give us the wisdom as well as the knowledge, and God, your help. For God, we realize that sugar is not good for us, but God, we need your help to break the habit. We need your help, oh God, to take the very taste and desire out of our bodies, oh God. We need your help, oh God, to teach us and to show us how to eat, oh God, on a healthy regime, oh God. We need your help this morning. And so, God, we cry out to you. We cry out to you, oh God, every area of our lives. We don't want to leave you out of any area, oh God. We want to be healthy spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. So God, this morning we invite you in, oh God, and we say, have your way. And then God, we pray and we lift up Tranisha this morning, as she has to bury her mother today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would be with her, for she has endured grief like never before. Oh God, even as she has lost her father in March, her aunt in April, oh God, her uncle in July, we ask, oh God, that you would be with her, that you would strengthen her during this time, oh God, and that you would help her, oh God, to make it through. And then, God, give her, oh God, the desire when no one else is around to seek your presence, oh God, and to seek your help. God, we say be with her and comfort her during this time. And God, we pray for the Green family. We pray, oh God, that you would strengthen them, oh God, that you would be with them during sickness, oh God, and during this time, that you would help them, God, mentally, emotionally, oh God, financially, oh God, and even in their bodies. God, you know what each and every one of us are enduring in these mortal bodies. So God, we present them to you, oh God, as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, oh God, unto your reasonable service. Help us, oh God, to present a healthy body unto a healthy God. Help us, oh God, to do those things that are right, to eat right, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us, oh God, even to rest. So God, we ask for your peace, that it would cover us so we can rest, so our body, which you have created to heal itself, oh God, can have the rest that it needs to heal itself. Help us, oh God. We thank you for being our God and our Lord and our Savior. Oh God, we bless your holy and your righteous name. We ask, oh God, that you would be with your people all over this country, oh God, all over this nation, and God, all over this world. We pray for those, oh God, in foreign countries, that God, missions would go in and let those that don't know who you are know that you are the Lord and the Savior and the soon coming King. And we thank you for it now. We thank you, oh God, that you blessed us on this earth and blessed us, oh God, in this country to know who you are. And then, God, to give us the freedom to be able to worship and praise you. oh God, as the Lord and Savior. Now, God, keep us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us not to take that for granted, for we realize that there are so many that cannot worship you. There's so many that have to hide the fact that they believe in you. But God, you have been gracious unto us, and for that we are thankful, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would keep us in the hollow of your hand and in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, dear God. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God, we thank you that we are overcomers. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we are overcome by the blood, hallelujah, of Jesus and the word of our testimony. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, we thank you, God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, that your plans for us are good and not of evil. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for your benefits. Hallelujah. You forgave our sins. Hallelujah. And heal our diseases, God. You redeemed our life from destruction. Hallelujah. You crowned us with loving kindness. Hallelujah. And tender mercy. You satisfied our mouth with good things. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and our OCI and our youth are renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you love us unconditionally, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for a new day, God. New mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for intercession, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, for this prayer line, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to hear our petition, God. Oh, God, as we intercede for other, God. Father God, I pray for every person on this line today, God. Every person, hallelujah, in the ministry, God, of Christ Jesus. God, I pray for the body of Christ today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen us, God. Give us those things that make ministering easier, God. Even for outreach, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the body of Christ, God, that we can give to those that are out hungry, God, those that are in need, God, those that just need a bath of soap and water, God. God, bless the body of Christ, God. Oh, God, that we will take your word on the outside of the walls, God. Oh, God, that we will reach those that are hungry, God, those that are outside, God, living under the bridge, God, living wherever they can live, God, those that are in cars, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask you, God, to give us the resources we need, God, to be a blessing to your people, God. And God, as we give them the things they need, God, Father God, let us give them the word that will change their life, God, that will cultivate them, God. Oh, God, that will bring them to the kingdom of God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God, for every evangelist, God, every missionary that are out on the field today, every chaplain that are in the jailhouse giving your word today. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We don't take it for granted, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the word of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your word is a keeper, God. Your word is a deliverer, God. Your word is a healer, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. And God, we lift up our families, God. Those that are not saved, God. We ask you to save them, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to send your minister angel to them so that they can hear, God. Oh, God, your word, God. God, unstop their deaf ears, God. Open their blind eyes, God. Move their stony heart, God. Oh, God, give them a heart to receive, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you right now, God, for deliverance, God. We call them saved, God. We call them highly favored, Lord. We call them blessed, God. We call them kingdom builders, God. in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, for every blessing, God, that you have restored to us, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for putting words, hallelujah, of the holy words in our heart and in our mouth, God. Oh, God, that we can share with your people all over this land, God. We love you, Father. We glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, dear God, for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Where would we be? Hallelujah. Oh, God, if it wasn't for your kindness, God, where would we be, Jesus? If it wasn't for your grace, Father, we just pray this morning, God, hallelujah, because you have been merciful, God, and we just honor you for it this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, where would we be without you? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, emando, shekodamandia. Oh, God, hey, shekodamandia. Oh, God, emando, shekodamandia. Oh, God, your will be done. Ekodamando, shatama. Yendamando, shekodamandia. Oh, God, emando, shekodamandia. Oh, let's just give him some glory for a few moments. Because we're just grateful this morning. In spite of everything we see, in spite of everything we know, oh God, we're just grateful. We're grateful. God, in spite of what's happening in community, God, we're just grateful to be numbered among the sanctified. Oh God, God, our soul exalts you, our soul magnifies you, our soul glorifies our God. Oh God, we give you honor and we give you praise. Oh God, oh, that may and might praise the Lord for his marvelous work towards the children of men. Oh, that we might give him glory this morning, that we might declare his goodness in the land of the living. Oh, that we might open up our mouths wide. God, fill it this morning. Fill our minds with praise and adoration to your name. Oh, God, we come asking this morning. Oh, God, fill our minds with words, oh, God, that will give glory to our King. Yes, Lord. Oh, who is like unto our God? Who can be compared unto him? Oh, he is the God that rules. He rules. He is the God that sits high. Oh, my God. For heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. Oh, my God. Around him the elders cast their crown. Worthy is he. Oh, he is worthy, and the whole earth is full of his glory. This earth speaks of your glory. It speaks, oh God, of a God that is able to do anything. It speaks, oh God, to your creative power. It speaks, oh God, to your ability, God, to create something out of nothing. And so today we speak to the God of creation, the God that gets in the midst of things, oh God, that is dark, and without form and void. Oh, you're that kind of God. You're the kind of God that gets in our situation, God, that looks like it's just empty. Oh, Father, and we pray to that God this morning. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the place in our lives, oh God, that feel like it's without form and void. Oh God, that feels like darkness
Christ is walking on. Oh, God, on our life in every aspect. Father, I pray today, oh, God, that you, oh, God, will speak to it. God, speak to our purpose even now. Oh, God, I pray for those that are struggling, oh, God, with identity and purpose, that are struggling, God, with where they are. Oh, God, struggling, oh, God, with their identity. Oh, Father, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you'll begin to touch minds. Oh, God, that you'll begin to touch hearts. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that every struggle, every struggle within, oh, God, be brought under the blood. Oh, God, I pray even now, oh, God, that you'll begin to heal and regulate minds. Oh, God, that you'll begin to bring deliverance and healing, oh, God, into every part of their being, that no matter where they find themselves, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you would make yourself known even now unto them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are the mind regulator. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, that you said in your word, oh, God, that you were looking for one that would stand in the gap. Oh, God, that you might not destroy the land. And so, God, this morning, oh, God, we are here. We are here collectively, God, opening up our mouths. Oh, God, standing in the gap. For such a time as this, God, that the destruction that should come wouldn't come. Oh, God, that the things that should be, oh, God, we're pulling on your grace and we're pulling on your very mercy. We're asking you, Lord God, to have, oh, God, mercy on the nation, oh, God, that is forsaken and abandoning your precepts. We're asking you, God, because we're reminded, oh, God, that you were seeking for one that would stand in the gap. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, when you looked at us and we were pitiful, oh, God, all you wanted was somebody that would stand in the gap. Oh, God, and we say this morning, we know we don't deserve it. Oh, God, we know that we're not worthy. But, Father, we lead, oh, God, by your example. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're reminded, oh, God, when the tree was not producing, God, you gave us an example, oh, God, to intercede and to ask for more time. And so, God, we're asking for more time for this nation, Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking for more time, oh, God, for our family that have not yielded to you. We're asking for more time, Jesus, for our co-workers that have not acknowledged you as Jesus and not acknowledged you as Lord. We're asking for more time, oh, God, for those in our community, oh, God, that have not yielded to your name. We're asking, God, that you would be merciful. Oh, God, we're standing in the gap. Oh, God, God, have mercy now. Have mercy on us. Oh, God, God, rain on us with favor. God, you say we can ask for what we want. And, Lord, we need your favor. And we need your mercy. We need your kindness. God, we need the long suffering of Jesus. For your word declares that you are not willing, oh God, that any would perish. Oh God, oh God, that what some considered slackness was long suffering. Oh God, it was you suffering long with us. And so, God, I thank you, oh God, that you are, oh God, keeping us in this hour and you're suffering long. Oh, Mando Shay. Oh, yes, God, remember our family. Remember our family members. Remember us, Lord. Remember us, oh, God, when we're struggling within ourselves. Oh, God, when we would do good, but evil is present. Oh, God, remember us and deliver us from ourselves. Remember us, oh, God, and break every band of wickedness. Remember us, God, and loose every stronghold. Oh, God, we're calling on you. We're calling on your name. We're calling on the name of Jesus. For we know, God, that there is healing in that name. But, Father, there is deliverance. Oh, God, for you said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all.
you for being a deliverer. I thank you for being the God that draws us out. Oh, God, that you are drawing us out of our sin. Oh, God. Oh, God, in calling us into the way that is holy even when it's not popular. Oh, God, we know that the mandate and the requirement that you have, oh, God, in your word is not popular. But, Father, help us. Harness us, oh, God, to the altar. Bring us to the place of slaughter and sacrifice. Remind us, oh, God, that it is possible to surrender these vessels. Remind us, oh, God, that it is possible to live this life. Remind us, oh God, oh God, oh God, that the way has already been made. Oh God, oh God, Emando Shatama. I gotta suffer it to be so now for us to fulfill all righteousness. Suffer it to be so now, God. I got that we'll bring this flesh under subjection. Suffer it to be so now, oh God, that we will not be cowards, but God, that we will be stronger in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, God, that you'll give us strength to our spirit man. Oh, God, that we're quiet the voice of this flesh that is your enemy. Oh, God, for the natural mind is an enemy to God. Oh, God, for it save us the things of this world. Oh, my God. Hey, Mando Shatama. Hey, God, help us to know how to make the distinction between that which is holy and unholy. Help us to make the distinction between darkness and light. Help us to make the distinguish in this hour. God, to distinguish in this hour, God, that which is of you, that is which of our flesh, and that, God, that is of our enemy. Oh, Mando, Shekolamando. God, I pray for a spirit of fervency like never before. Oh, God, to fall fresh on the intercessor, to fall fresh on the believer. I, God, that there will be a fresh sound of intercession. I, God, that there will be a strong cry. Hey, my God, even if we're crying from the wilderness, even if we're in the storms of life, I, let our intercession, I, God, be stronger than our situation. God, let our intercession overtake our circumstance. Oh, God, let our intercession bring our circumstance into divine alignment. Oh, God, bring it in. Bring it into divine alignment. Bring it into order. Bring our life into order. God, we spend enough time in the outer court. Oh, God, bring us in. Take away the fear that keeps us out of the holy of holies. Take away the shame that keeps us from entering to the holy place. Hey, andaramando shekunamandia. Oh, God, hey, shetando shatamandia. Ikandoramando shekunamando shekumaya. Hey, God, let your will, the will of the Lord be done. The will of the Lord be done in us. The will of the Lord be done through us. The will of the Lord be done in spite of us on this morning. Ekodamandia. Oh, God, oh, God, as we commit our ways unto you. Oh, God, you said when we commit our ways unto you. Ah, God, that you're able to keep that which we have committed unto you. Oh, God, ah, God, we commit our ways and we trust you. We commit our ways and we trust you. Oh, God, we trust you, God, even when we don't clearly understand everything. We trust the God of our salvation. You are Abba, Father. You are Father, and we worship you. We worship you on this morning. We worship you as King. We worship you. Ah, we open up our mouths wide tonight to worship. Oh, God. Oh, God, we give you sincere worship. Oh, God, we release a sincere sound. Oh, come on and worship the Lord with me. Oh, come on, let's magnify him and exalt his name together. Let it go to God, the God that is gracious, the God that is ever so kind to us. Oh, that we forget not all of his benefits. That we don't forget the benefits.
Oh God,
where will we be without you? Where will we be without your praise? Where will we be without your compassion? You were compassionate to us. In an hour, God, when we should have been wrapped in shame. When we made decisions that tried to break us, you were compassionate. You have shown your compassion consistently. Consistently, oh God, you have never left us.
Oh, God, I know
God, break the spirit of discouragement that comes against the mandate and the mantle that you have released. Oh, God, your blood prevails.
Yes.
Your blood prevail. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Your blood prevails. We shall walk in our identity. I declare it. Oh, God, every spirit that comes to impede progress. Oh, God, break it now. Oh, God, I speak life today. Oh, God, over those, God, that are dealing with terminal diagnosis. God, every terminal diagnosis, God, we listen to a every cancerous cell, God, bring that body into remission. Bring that body in. We plead the blood today.
Thank you, God.
The blood prevails.
Oh,
God, we ask you for that kind of turnaround. Father, you say we have not because we ask not. God, and God, we ask that you would cover us from any backlash. Every assault of the enemy, God, but we will not be in fear of intercession, God. We stand in the gap this morning. Oh God, cancer is no match for our God. High blood pressure is no match. Diabetes is no match to our God. Oh God, you took your stripes and
Yes, God.
Heal us, oh God. Can we bless you for it now? Oh, God, mind regulator. The minds that need to be healed. The minds that need to be touched.
Yes,
oh God, get into our thinking, get into our God ability to perceive. Oh God, get into our mind, God, heal schizophrenic behavior. Oh God, oh God, heal. Stabilize the mind. The blood prevails.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, God. Do it.
Oh, yes, God. Cover the mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He doesn't just listen, he responds.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. So many times we just treat him as a listening ear. Like all he's doing is listening to your prayer. He's not just listening, he's answering.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
He does more than just listen. He responds. Glory.
Jesus,
God responds.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord
We have his favor.
Hallelujah.
God,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And we need to thank him for saving.
Thank you,
God. Thank you for the favor that is on our lives. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, God. You have favored us.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
We have his favor.
Hallelujah.
God, you have given us favor.
Yes.
Favor is something money cannot buy. God favors me.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. He has clothed me in faith, and I am grateful. I am a God. I speak it. I have been clothed in favor, and I am grateful. I am grateful for favor and advancement that only God can give.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, he shows me his favor. Mandosha. Even in unfavorable times. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, dear God.
Oh, God, Emanoshi. God, show Stacey Abram favor. God, show her favor. Ekonamandia. In this state, Ekonamandia. Let your favor be on this election. Ekonamandia.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I thank you, God. Emanoshi. For how you have shown yourself. Ekonamandia.
Yes.
Oh, God, Jesus. Lord. There is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed.
Oh, God.
But God, let us take a lesson that there is some blessing we've got to fight for. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for safety.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Your Jesus,
thank
you,
Lord.
God, we praise you. We magnify you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, we rest in your presence, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You are so wonderful, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You are so awesome, God. So mighty, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, reaches to the highest height,
going
to the deepest depth. Your love, Jesus. Your love.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, your love is so good. Your love is a big
Jesus,
oh God.
Oh, God.
Jesus, your love, Jesus. Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
amen.
Hey,
thank you, Lord. We're just going to read our closing scripture this morning. Let's give you Numbers 27, starting at verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
good. The son of Heifer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and these are the names of the daughters, Mahlon, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of my father be done away from among his family because he hath no son? Give unto us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their causes before the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to be passed unto his daughter. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. My God. Ooh, glory. There are some things we simply have to fight for. The blessing is ours. The blessing was theirs. But if they had kept their peace and stayed to the side, their inheritance would have just passed on to the brethren. Hallelujah. But because they, hallelujah, understood something from within, God had put a fight in them. Don't shut down the voice of your fight. Hallelujah. Because their fight changed to order. Their fight changed the whole order. God said, after they opened up their mouth, Jesus, and they fought for what was theirs, God then turned around and said, as a matter of fact, Moses, check this out, is what God was saying. As a matter of fact, let's make it clear to the people. Hallelujah. Because they have brought out a valid point. Hallelujah, Jesus. That if a man dies and he has no son, hallelujah, that this inheritance will pass on to his daughters. Do not let them discount the women anymore. Don't let them discount the daughters. Hallelujah, my God.
Jesus.
And for me in this scripture, the daughters, the women, represents the weaker part. Those that consider to be weak. Those that some might feel like they can take advantage of. Hallelujah. That's what they represent in this scripture. Those that others would normally take advantage of. Sometimes when there are situations where it seems like there are those who have the upper hand over us, sometimes we just simply have to open up our mouths. Whenever God puts a fight in you, don't be afraid to open up your mouth. When it is a God-ordained fight, it is going to reap the God-ordained result.
Yes, God.
There was a result that God had already determined, that there were some changes that was about to happen. But had they kept their mouth closed, because they went before the congregation, they went before all of the priests. They could have been intimidated.
Jesus.
They had to stand before Moses, Eleazar, the priests, the princesses, and the congregation.
Thank you, Lord.
And on top of all of that, they had to do it at the door of the tabernacle.
Jesus.
They had to interrupt the holy place. God's order.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
That's what the scripture says. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princesses, and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Thank you, Lord.
Some things violate religious order. Hallelujah. But it's the will of the Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And the thing that always
Thank
hits
you.
Me about this scripture, they say he died in his sin.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. But yet there was something he had that he didn't use, that I'm willing to make use of, God.
Oh, God.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
He died in his own sin in the wilderness. In a forsaken place he died. But yet there is an inheritance that's tied to him that belongs to me. There is a generational promise. There is a generational blessing that was assigned to his life that he didn't make use of. Hallelujah. But it remains, God. And I am in position to receive. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Their voice indicates they were in position. Hallelujah. Because they had to be in place to hear God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
To tell them to go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Whatever you do, stay in a position to hear. And remember, God is not just a God that listens. He's also a God that speaks and answers. So while you're talking to him, expect for him to speak and give instruction. You're not asking him about something that he cannot respond to. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
He that hath an ear,
let
him hear.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
What the Spirit is saying.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Some blessings.
Thank you, dear.
Some inheritance.
Thank you.
We do have to fight for.
Yes.
But when it is a God-ordained fight, it will reap the God ordained result.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear God.
God is not going to send you into anything that he does not intend to give you victory over. Even if in the beginning it looks difficult, like he did with Moses, he did not send him to Pharaoh, not knowing that in the end it was going to reap the results he intended. It didn't look like it at first, but God knew why he sent him. And he knew what he sent him to do was going to be accomplished. God knows that whatever he sends you to do is going to be accomplished.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Even when there are those who look around and mock what you're doing, don't be discouraged. Keep moving. Even when Pharaoh says you're not doing anything special, I got some magicians that can do what you do. So what makes you think that because you can do this, I'm supposed to release a group of people to you? I'm supposed to let all of this go to you? Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are, because God said so. So God's plan, that's why you got to be in the plan of God. Because initially, it may not look like God's plan to those who are around. You got too many witnesses. You got Nehemiah. You got John the Baptist. You got Jesus. You got too many witnesses that when you start out doing what God says, there will be those who will mock you and say, if you be the Christ, then come down and save yourself. How can you be the Redeemer and you look so weak and you ended up on the cross? How could this be the plan of God to send you out here and you look like you're being defeated? How can this be God?
Jesus.
So whenever God puts a fight in you, whenever God gives instruction, you've got to endure it.
Thank you, Jesus.
through all of the stuff, but it will be the God ordained result. If you can stand the test of time, if you can live through the mocking, if you can live through the betrayal, Jesus. If you could live through, Jesus had people to walk away. He had to turn around to his disciples and say, will you also leave? If you can live through those abandoning you, if you can live through it, in the end, it's going to speak what God said. My encouragement to you, saints of God, is live through it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If God indeed spoke it, then trust the voice of God and live through it until you see what he said.
Yes, Lord.
Because all he's doing is trimming out the fat. All he's doing is cutting away.
My God.
I receive it, Lord.
Hallelujah. Whatever you say, God, I'll do. Wherever you send me, God, I'll go.
Thank you, Lord.
And we think we have it hard as women, and I don't even know why God is moving on this way. We think we have it hard as women in ministry. Think about that day back in that time that you would consider even blessed and as it related to wealth because you had sons. Consider the stigma on women back in biblical days. We think we got it hard now in the religious order of things. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
But consider that day. Hallelujah. Consider the strength it took for the daughters of Zelophehad in a day when men were in authority, when everyone that is so much so that Paul said that, okay, because it's so much chaos and because so much is happening, women, you just wait till you get home and let your husband teach you. Let them tell you what's happening.
Thank you, God.
And we think we got it difficult. And they had the challenge to stand before men of authority and say something's got to change about the order. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For in him there is neither male nor female, nor Greek nor Jew, nor bond nor free.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, I don't know why God is going that way, but we break the spirit of religion. Jesus, Holy Ghost, have your way. Every charge that God gives, obey it to the fullest. Obey the charge of the Lord. Obey the instruction of the Lord. Obey the voice of God. For obedience is better than sacrifice. But please let it be God's voice. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe that when God tells me to do it, God's going to take me through it.
I believe that when God instructs me, He's going to be with me.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Shia.
God, help us to believe again. Ekomandia. All the stuff that's been in our ear. Ekomandia. Trying to stop us in believing what you told us to do. Believing in you, Father. Forgive us and wash our minds clean. I pray for a sanctification in our thinking. I pray, God, that you'll drive out negativity. I pray, God, that you will not allow the voice of man to be greater than your voice. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the blood prevails.
Yes, Lord.
Ah,
God.
Oh, we got to live. I'm pulling for somebody's spiritual life. I'm pulling for your life in the spirit. I feel it. I break the spirit of hopelessness. I break the power over what they said to you. I break the power over what they told you you could do. I break the power over those that align themselves and come together in meetings to tell you that God didn't say it. I break the power over the enemy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Every secret meeting.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, every conspiracy against you, I break it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, God.
Jesus. For the Lord shall prevail. The Lord shall prevail.
Thank you, Jesus.
Too much work to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We break the spirit of doubt. Thank you, Lord. That has been so deeply seeded into your psyche. Jesus, that you question your identity in Christ. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
It has made you unstable in yourself. And so we uproot the demon of doubt today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I declare that your mind is sober. I declare that you do think clearly. I come against the spirit of bewilderment where the devil is trying to bewilder you.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
And cloud your mind. I break the curse now. I break the spirit of disillusionment.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. I will not be silent. I'm going to break. I'm going to pray until it breaks. It's got to come off of you. It's got to come out of the core of who you are. Bring up the core of this thing, this core of instability, this core of self-doubt. Father, I pray now, God, that the enemy has kept them bound too long. But I pray today that the Spirit of God, will release them in freedom in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God, I receive it, Lord.
God, we break every cult like behavior. We break every cult like residue.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For the work they shall do in kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Ekodamandia.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Ikodamando Shama. Oh, we bless him today for what he has done, what he is doing, and what remains to be done.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But the Lord brought us in to be free.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord Jesus reigns.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
He reigns. And we love you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you all this morning for joining us during this time of intercessory prayer. I pray that the Lord, hallelujah, has met you at the point of your need.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that you'll continue to pray with and for us. Hallelujah, that the will of the Lord be done for all of us and in us and through us. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Go in peace, and the Lord be with you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And also with you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Amen.